This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I am packed up, moving to Asheville, North Carolina, where they know how to treat some colored folks. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, the KevinJacksonShow.com. Asheville, North Carolina, the South. Asheville got woke, folks. The town voted unanimously to give blacks token reparations. Oh, yeah. Or maybe a better way to put it is they gave tokens reparations. One thing is for sure, it is a token gesture. Glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Show.com. And I always love it when you guys write to me and tell me stuff. And I got this story and I was like, Kevin, you gonna get paid, baby. You're gonna get that lotto. And I was like, what are you talking about? I didn't even know. Dude, you haven't seen? Y'all about to get some reparations. It was a white guy talking black that told me that. I'm just kidding. Yeah. I don't know who sent me the story. Who sent us this? Did you guys find it? My producers say they find it. They like to take credit when they think I'm about to make some money because they want to get paid too. My producers are like, shoot, even if somebody did tip us off, we're not hat tipping somebody on that. We found that story, Kev. When you hit the black man's lotto, you got to give us a piece of the action. Yeah, Yahoo reported this story. The City Council of Asheville, North Carolina has unanimously voted to provide reparations to black residents and their descendants. I wonder if you have to prove that you're black. But here's the deal. Reparations for the residents and their descendants, whoever comes afterwards. That is a pretty tall order. That's impressive, if you ask me. Because they're saying, you just stay black. You stay black. You know, you don't marry white women. Don't hang out with white folks. Just be authentically black. Don't lose your black card. And we will take care of you for your reparations forever. And wait till you hear the deal. Oh, yeah. It's a heck of a deal. According to the resolution, Asheville officials, get this, they're going to allocate funds to help reduce racial disparities in minority business ownership. That's one. Just keep up, okay? Somebody take notes. Jot this down. Number two, they're going to give black folks access to affordable housing. That's two. Write that down. Jot it down. Don't play around with this. You won't remember. You're not going to pass the test. There will be a quiz. And number three, career opportunities. Yeah. And then there's a next part. I don't know. Subpart A, subsection II, that says the city will also work to close racial disparity gaps in three areas. Jot this down. Take this down. This is on the test. Okay. Healthcare, education, and the criminal justice system. Yeah. Resolution approved by city council members. Get this. This is not like the Supreme Court where it split down ideological lines or anything like that. Nope. This was voted on 7-0. Said, and I repeat, they're going to help reduce racial disparities in minority business ownership. They're going to give black folks access to affordable housing and career opportunities. They will also close racial disparity gaps in three areas: healthcare, education, and the criminal justice system. Yes. I tell you what, if you're a black person reading this and you want your reparations, there you have it. What do I need to say on this? Besides calling it what I wrote about it, which is antebellum Jim Crow nonsense. Look at these issues, folks. Let's look at the first one. They want to reduce racial disparities in minority business ownership. Okay, so when I thought about that, I said, okay, you got a disparity. Too many white folks own businesses, not enough black folks own businesses, okay? So you have two ways you can do this. One, you can prohibit any new white businesses or non-black businesses, okay? Because it's not just, it's black people not getting businesses. It's not that Asians are getting them. It's not that Hispanics are getting them or whites. It's that non-blacks are not in business. So you say, if you're not black, you can't have no business. You got no business with a business if you're not black. Okay, so that's one way. Limit the number of non-black businesses that can be created now. The second part of it is you can say, black people, you better start a business. You can, and I can only presume this is it's North Carolina, but I mean, it's still Southern, you know what I'm saying? But let's presume black people cannot start businesses. I guess they passed a law now that their colored folks can start having their own businesses. Well, good for Asheville, North Carolina to bring itself into the 21st century and allow black people. Well, my producer is interrupting. She's telling me that black people can't start their own businesses. Okay, well, good. So then I guess the question begs, why don't they? Why don't they start their own businesses? I'm trying to figure out what they're getting here when they say that they're going to reduce the racial disparities. I want some concrete stuff here. Tell me white folks, Hispanics, Latinos, Pacific Islanders, American Indians, none of them can start a business until more black people start stepping up and starting businesses. I don't get it. Somebody explain it to me. But this is the first plank in the reparations of Asheville, North Carolina. They're going to help, and I love how they put this. They're going to help reduce. They're not saying we're going to reduce. They're saying we're going to help reduce. What are you going to do? Are they going to take away businesses from white people and give them to black folks? Because I would love to see that part of the plank, because I'm on my way. I got the truck loaded. I don't know. Let me think what I would want. What business would I want? Maybe the best steakhouse. And all the white people that are working in it got to stay. And they got to work for free. How about that as part of the reparations package? Yeah, I'm going to mock it for a little bit because I don't think there's enough detail. I want a little bit more detail before I sign up, give up my rights as a free-range Negro, and go to Asheville to get my reparations. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Whoa.
Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I'm trying to be excited about this new Asheville, North Carolina reparations package. When the phone was burning up the other, when I got the news of this, my black relatives and friends are like, dude, what part of Asheville are you going to take? You know? The Kevin Jackson Show. I happen to be Kevin Jackson, the host of the show, temporarily, because once I get paid, you white people are done. I'm done with you. I'm done with you white people. Yeah. Yeah, got a radio show going on. Can't even afford to do it. I come on this radio show and got to beg for peanuts when Asheville's about to give me some money. Yeah, shame on y'all white folks. You lost your chance to keep Kevin Jackson. Yeah. Shame on you. Because them lefties in Asheville said, Kevin, we need us some Negroes. You know, come on over in your wagon and bring some kinfolk. So, shoot, I loaded up the truck and moved to Beverly. Was it the truck? Yeah. Woo. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not a reparations Negro. But if I were, I would be analyzing this stuff. I really would. Here was the next plank of Asheville's reparations package. The next one, this one cracked me up. It said, they, along with helping to reduce racial disparities in minority business ownership, they are going to give black folks like me access to affordable housing. Yeah, access to affordable housing. And the minute I saw that, I said, Asheville. No, sir. I don't want access to affordable housing. I want access to unaffordable housing. I want to live where the white people live. I don't want to live with no colored people. Why would I move to Asheville and get reparations and want to live amongst colored folk? I mean, look, most of my life, I've lived with the colored folk. All of us want out. We want to live where you people live, where you white folks live. Why would we want to do this? Hey, here's a from the Chamber of Commerce of Asheville. Hey, colored people, come to Asheville and come live in a ghetto that we'll set up for you. We'll get you affordable housing. Yeah, no, unless you're going to give me some white guy's thriving business and his residence and potentially his trophy wife, we can negotiate that. We can negotiate that, okay? But unless I'm getting at least the business and the trophy, the business and the home, I don't know that there's much of a reparations package here. The next one, career opportunity. Really? Okay, if the career opportunity goes back to paragraph 2, the dude's business, or was that paragraph 1? It doesn't matter. Whichever paragraph that I'm writing in this new contract, unless it's that, I don't want your career opportunity. It kind of reminds me of, well, America. But anyway, let's delve into some of the other parts of this new reparations package, because it's certainly painted as appealing. You know, if you're a brain-dead moron that doesn't understand reading for comprehension, this looks pretty good. You want to hide something from a black man, you know the saying, put it in a book. Well, put it in a reparations package. Here's what they're also going to do. They're going to not only close that racial disparity in your minority business ownership. Now, I don't know how they're going to do that yet. But they're also going to close the racial disparity gaps in, get this, healthcare. Let's just start there with healthcare. I did not realize there was a racial disparity gap in healthcare. I guess in Asheville, North Carolina, black folks cannot get access to good healthcare. They got, you know, colored only hospitals or something. I don't know. Or maybe doctors are like, listen up. There's no way that I'm going to be working on colored people. I will only work on the Aryan white man or woman. Yeah. Hey, so look, I'm going to be honest with you. I thought Asheville was much more progressive than this. Next one. They say they're going to work on the racial disparities in education. What do they mean? What's going on in education in Asheville, North Carolina? Is it segregated schools? Can only black teachers teach black kids? White teachers can't teach black kids? What is going on in education in Asheville? And finally, criminal justice. What are you doing? You're locking up black folks just for driving in your neighborhoods? They're just going to work to be your janitors and your lawn jockeys. Why are you mad at? Why are you mad at? Why are you arresting them? And, oh, by the way, they're going to fight for that. They're going to fight for those things for you. The disparity gaps in healthcare and education and criminal justice. Yeah, that's reparations. In other words, they're going to give you what you already have, black folks. Just want you to understand that. Yep. Give you what you already got. I would love, somebody tell me what's new in this. And they go on, in the resolution, officials say the reparations are a first step to in making amends for the city's role in slavery, segregation, and an urban renewal program that destroyed multiple successful black communities. Now, they did do that, but they need to include the Democrats. I mean, I know Asheville's probably run by Democrats. 7-0, they vote for reparations. You know they are. What are they going to? I want to include the Democratic Party. If we're going to pay reparations, here's what I want. Here's what I want. I want anybody that is a registered Democrat to have to pay it. If you're a registered Republican or an independent, you don't have to pay. If you've voted Democrat, And this is going to hurt some feelings of some Republicans. If you voted Democrat, I want you to have to pay. If you voted for Barack Obama, you should have to pay some reparations to some colored folks. Just saying. You should. Councilwoman Julie Mayfield said that the voting for reparations was an important first step into starting to right hundreds of years of wrong and to repair damage done during this time. The city is not the only entity that needs or can act. The resolution calls for the county and private organizations to join us in our apologies and to address racism within their own structures. Ooh, boy. Ding, 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 ding. The money train. But who's going to do it? Who's going to do all this racial sensitivity training? Let me just tell you, people. White folks. Don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody black on the left, but it's going to be white people. And they're excited to get started, they say. We're ready. Man, we're excited. I can't wait for phase two. I hope phase two, where Asheville's woke white people go into this phase. I hope these white people have to give all their goodies to black people. Yeah. And my first step to this new phase two program was that Asheville City Council people, the people that voted 7-0 to implement this reparations package, have to relinquish their homes to black people. Put your reparations where your mouth is. I hope the president issues an executive order. And if a white person brings up reparations, they got to give his or her job to the nearest person, relinquish his or her possessions to the nearest black person, turn over the deeds to the house, the car, give me a Rolex. Black people don't even have to. We forget criminality. We just hang around white folks all day waiting on them to talk about reparations. I'd be in nothing but Hollywood cocktail parties bringing the subject up so I could get George Clooney's house.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The three white men charged for the murder of a black man who was jogging through their neighborhood in Georgia earlier this year have just pleaded not guilty. Gregory and Travis McMichael, along with William Bryan, all entering their pleas virtually in a Georgia courtroom. The 25-year-old victim, Ahmed Arbery, died on February 23rd in the town of Brunswick, as his family says he was simply out for a jog. The McMichaels, who are father and son, chased Arbery, claiming they suspected he was burglarizing neighborhood homes. New trouble for the Washington Redskins just days after announcing it's changing its controversial Redskins name. The Washington Post reports several women say that they were sexually and verbally harassed while working for the team for years. So far, team owner Dan Snyder has not made public remarks about the report. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The U.S. reporting a record of over 77,000 new coronavirus cases as of yesterday's update, the sharpest one-day jump so far. The nation also counted 969 more deaths from the infection, and that brought the total to over 138,000 since the pandemic began. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp announced that he and Attorney General Chris Carr have filed a lawsuit against Atlanta's mayor, Keisha Lance Bottoms, and the city council for imposing a mask order. The governor spoke about it a short time ago.
Mayor Bottoms' mask mandate cannot be enforced, but her decision to shutter businesses and undermine economic growth is devastating.
Housing starts in the U.S. reported this morning for June coming in higher than analysts expected. In morning trading, Wall Street stocks have been slightly higher, the S&P 500 closing in on a third straight winning week. And this is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Then let's go to what it really is then. When we talk about the power of melanated people, when we talk about who we really are as guys and understanding that our melanin is so powerful and it connects us in a way that the reason why they fear black, the reason why they fear is because they the lack that they have of it. So then when you see what's, you know, Dr. Francis C. Wellesley talked about is that fear in that
genetic annihilation
efficiency of when you have a person that has the lack of pigment, the lack of melanin, that they know that they will be annihilated. So therefore, however they got the power, they have the lack of compassion. That melanin comes with compassion. Melanin comes with soul. That we call it. We call it soul. We soul brothers and sisters. That's the melanin that connects.
Right.
So the people that don't have it I'm say this carefully, are a little less and where the term actually comes from, because I'm bringing it all the way back around to Minister Farrakhan, to where they may not have the compassion or the when they were sent to the mountains of Caucasus, when they didn't have the power of the sun, that the sun then started to deteriorate them. So then they're acting out of fear, they're acting out of low self-esteem, they're acting out of a deficiency. So therefore, the only way that they can act is evil. The only way they can, they have to rob, steal, rape, kill, and
fight or flight
in order to survive.
Exactly.
So then these people who didn't have what we had, and when I say we, I speak of the melanated people.
Right.
They had to be savages. They had to be barbaric. They had, because they're in these Nordic mountains, they're in these rough, torrential environments. So they're acting as animals.
Right.
So they're the ones that are actually closer to animals. They're the ones that are actually the true savages. And then they built up such this, I don't want to say warrior, but they built up such this conquering, barbaric mentality.
Allow me to finish that for Nick Cannon. This barbaric mentality. Yeah, this is the guy that hosts the show, the singer, the thing, was it the Masked Singer? Had his own show and stuff like that. And he's on some radio show, I don't know, or maybe it's his show, I'm not sure. And he's talking about the power of, and I love this word, melanated people. I've never heard of black people, maybe brown people are included, described as melanated. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show.
Nick Cannon seems like such a nice guy. By the way, Nick Cannon's not the only guy that is a big fat racist in Hollywood. Jamie Foxx is a racist. Samuel L. Jackson. These are ethnocentric racists operating front and center. Spike Lee, one of the biggest racists on the planet. This dude is so black-centric, it's pathetic. Look, I will tell you this. I absolutely adore being black and black people, but I will tell you, there are some black people I'm like, will you just give it a break? Can we just be considered humans? And he talks about Nick Cannon, talking about we have this connection that our melanin connects us in a way, and he says, and this is the reason that white people fear us, because our melanin connects us. Well, doesn't white people's melanin connect them? And it's really funny when people talk about people of color. Nick Cannon is not that dark of a dude. There are some white people that could have a tan and make Nick Cannon look like a white boy. And, oh, Nick, speaking to him now, for the record, if you stay out of the sun, you'll get even lighter. The way people's pigment came to be is just a virtue of where you lived. If you lived in the, as he called it, the Nordic regions of the world, you didn't need as much melanin. If you live in Africa, sub-Saharan Africa, you needed a lot of melanin. It was a protective mechanism. Genetics evolving over time. That's all it is. We make such a big deal. Oh, so-and-so is white guy dating a black chick, or white chick dating a black guy, or whatever. Let me tell you, let that white girl go live in Africa for 15, 20 years and go do what the Africans do, and you will not be talking about her. She won't be fish belly white anymore, unless she's a ginger, unless she's a redhead. And even red-headed black people, you've seen them, they got freckles. There's a deficiency within the body that won't let them get as nice of a tan. There's some exclusionary genetics there. But for the most part, you put a black person in out of the sun and put a white person in the sun, and you give me 10 years, and you'll be like, wait, hold on a minute. Which one are you? It's insane. But they teach this stuff. The reason why I played that clip and I want you to understand this is being taught. I remember my dad, he gets out of San Quentin prison and he came to see me. It was one of the few times I saw him. And he was talking to me about the power of the black man. The black man can implant the seed in a woman and she will, the baby will become black. A white, if he has planted seed inside of a white woman, then the white baby would be black. We're the only race of people that can do that. We can make, you know, whatever color babies. And I was like, well, wait a minute. If a white guy implants the seed in a black woman, then the baby's going to technically end up being somewhat white. No. It's half black. It's like Obama, right? Okay. So maybe we don't get full white. But let's say that they have a little girl, and then she has a white guy to implant the seed in her. Then what are those babies? Well, those babies are a quarter black and three quarters white. And what if it happens again and again and again? It was like trying to, the logic of this, and I'm talking to a grown man at the time, and he's trying to tell me that a black man can make a black baby, because if you have a black man with a white woman, the baby becomes half black. Ergo, because of the one drop rule, the baby is declared black. Okay. But it's the same as true with a white guy. He's taken half of the black from a black baby if he has a white woman, you know, is the mother of his child. The logic just doesn't make sense. But there are people like that. That melanin, it'll do this or that. Let me tell you, I get that genetically there are things we may be predisposed to. But it isn't like people could say, Kevin, black people have sickle cell. You're black. So, no, I have to carry the trait for sickle cell. It is so rare. Well, it's in your system because you are black. I get it. I have a friend. He's got a kidney disease, and it's more pronounced in blacks. And he swears, I mean, the dude looks white, but he is black. I mean, he's, you know, small percentage black. But he's got this kidney disease that is typically for blacks, and that's sort of his claim to fame. Is he's like, yeah, but that, because I have that, that's how I know I'm black. I go, well, I'm glad you have that, because otherwise you really look white. And he's married to a white woman. Children look white. But it's funny. You look at his family picture, everybody's black. Not kidding you. Interesting stuff. So, anyway, this guy says, the lack of pigment means they fear annihilation. White folks fear annihilation. Melanin, he says, comes with compassion. It comes with soul. So when James Brown writes, I got soul and I'm super bad, it's because of his melanin. It had nothing to do with just the fact that he was dun, 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 the godfather of soul. And then he goes on, Nick Cannon goes, I'm going to say this part carefully. Really? A little less. He says, they may not have the compassion because of the power of the sun, so they act out of fear. They act out of low self-esteem. Nick Cannon is describing black folks. Black folks. He says, the only way they can act is evil. Now, I'm not saying black people are evil, or necessarily the only way we can act is evil. But for the ones that are out there doing bad, because he goes on to accuse white people of being robbers, rapers, you know, thieves, rapists and killers. And he says, you white folks do it in order to survive. You know, you're a warring, conquering nation because you fear the black man. You fear people of color. Look, I don't know a lot about history. I've seen Vikings on HBO or whatever, Showtime, whatever the show was on, and they didn't seem to fear very much. They got in their Viking ships, they sailed to wherever they were, and they killed whoever was there. They didn't seem to fear very much. I don't think they saw black people and went, ooh, those little skinny dudes, we should fear them. They said, we want it. We're going to take it. Says, white people, they acted as animals. He says, white people are actually closer to animals, and that's why they have this conquering mentality. Wow. Then he took it all back. Nick Cannon said, I apologize. Shouldn't have said it. Yeah, should have been more careful about it. I extend my deepest and most sincere apologies, he said, to my Jewish sisters and brothers for the hurtful and divisive words that came out of my mouth. Blah, blah, blah. They reinforce the worst stereotypes of a proud and magnificent people, and I feel ashamed, uninformed, and naive that these words came from me. Yeah, well, nice try to save your career, bro.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show
con Kevino Jacksones.
Nick Cannon, just one of the many black Holly weirdo racists that are out there. And he got him, he lost a, I don't know whether he lost a career. Probably. But this anti-Semitic attitude, look, Hollywood's run by a lot of Jewish people. Diamonds get cut by Jewish people. I mean, here's the deal. Nick Cannon and all these other racists and blacks in Hollywood that want Oscars so white and all this, they have a chance to go do whatever they want to do. They could form their own movie network or whatever. That's what we're doing. You will never hear me complain again about Hollywood ain't gonna show my movie, whatever. I will tell you, when I learned, when we made Bleeding Blue, that there were theater chains that went, well, I'm not gonna show you film because I don't like the content. And I remember the first thought that hit my mind was, no problem. I'll just go around you. And then what happened? Most of these people are in triage. AMC, I think, they're talking about a restructuring plan. I hate that Cinemark is, because I think some conservatives own Cinemark. But AMC's restructuring. I don't know, Regal, who else are the theater networks? They're all going to have to rethink the way they do things, the distribution model for movies. It was bound to happen. The same thing happened with Blockbuster. Remember, you used to go to Blockbuster because you wanted to rent your Sony Betamax or your VCR? And it was a whole industry around it. Then it went to CD, DVDs, and now you got Redbox and you got streaming. Where's Blockbuster? Where's Sound Warehouse? You remember them? Gone. Everything's streamed. Hollywood's going to have a rude awakening. And guys like Nick Cannon, who are used to living high on the hog, they are all going to get a, whoo, it's coming. I want to talk about all of it. I want to go into Kanye West a little bit here. But before I do that, I want to talk about, because this is another thing that fits. People heard Nick Cannon and what he said, and they were sitting there shaking their heads going, what is his problem? Minister Fair, this is a kid who's made it. By all, you know, whatever measuring stick you have, he's made it. And he's still mad. He's mad at Jewish people, and he's in an industry dominated by Jewish people. What, did they stop him? Then he talks about Minister Farrakhan says this or that because too many people rely on that clown and they dote on his every word, and he's an anti-Semite, so they think they've got permission. And because we're, you know, black folks these days get a lot of permission, so Nick Cannon was okay to do this. All he had to do was keep his mouth shut. He's doing well. And I'm not saying stifle your beliefs. You're paid to go and introduce people and be entertaining for a few minutes every day. You got a 4-hour workday, making millions of dollars, able to do endorsements, hang out with the coolest, supposedly the coolest people on the planet. I think the coolest people on the planet listen to this show, the Kevin Jackson Show. But he thinks he's got a good crowd. Fine. But he can't do that. He goes on a radio show and he's got a rant about something else. But here's what I want to say about this. So I saw a poll that says Joe Biden has widened his lead on Donald Trump. Widened it. And you would go, why? Oh, it's definitely the coronavirus. Well, let me tell you, Nick Cannon, what he did, that shrinks anybody. Biden doesn't have a lead. Let's just be clear. He has no lead. But if they want to believe that, their timing stinks. Because not only are people are not dying from coronavirus, you've got mask mandates that are being overturned, at least in Georgia. People went, not wearing no stupid mask. The governor said, no, you know, it's optional. You cannot be mandated to do it. And I was talking to my PR guy, and because he wanted me to do a hit on a radio show about it. And I said, let me tell you what's going to happen to the mask mandate. It's going to be sued. People are going to start suing. They're going to see it as an easy win. The first guy to do it is going to feast. And the second guy is going to get less. But because it won't take long before companies go, I'm not carrying this liability. Governor, and by the way, there are websites dedicated now to how you fight this. What letter you write to your AG, what letter you write to the governor, what letter you write to your employer, what letter you write to anybody that kicks you out of a store, how to handle it in a store. They tell you to put the mask on. You want to know what one letter said? I'll tell you what it said. They said, if they mandate it, put it on, walk around the store for a few minutes, fall on the ground, wait for the ambulance to come, don't let anybody do medical assistance on you whatsoever, wait for the ambulance, leave in the ambulance, sue the store. That's what they said. I already predicted it. Before I ever saw that website, What I tell you guys, I said, you make me wear a mask. Like, if you go, you got to wear the mask. I said, okay, fine. I'll wear your mask. I'll wear the mask. I'll put it on. I'll flippity-floppy around that store till they give me an ambulance. You know, I'll have whoever's with me call 911. You're going to get me an ambulance, and I'm going to say, and I'm just telling you right now, I know what my body needs, and if you force me to do something like that, my body is not prepared for a lack of oxygen. And so, be prepared. Be prepared for the consequences. Because you brought it on yourselves. The human body wants to breathe nitrogen and oxygen and argon before it ever wants to see a drop of CO2. And if you disrupt that with people who have issues, those issues are gonna rise up. And look, here's what I see in stores. I see people take the mask down off their nose, whatever. They're doing things because they're having to make concessions for it. Anyway, Kanye West. He suspended his campaign, but before I even get into that, I want to say this. We, as conservatives, we put way too much stock in these so-called celebrities. Kanye West comes out for Donald Trump. Candace Owens jumps on the bandwagon. They get cross with each other because Kanye says, you're using me. But he supports Trump. He's wearing the MAGA hat. He explains it, the whole deal. And we're flipping. We love it. He comes out next with his gospel, you know, religious album. We triple. We flip because we want to support the guy. But he's got problems. Kanye's got mental problems. There's no question about it. And it probably does, honestly, have to do with the guy being somewhat, you know, eccentric. That's the word I'm looking for. Eccentric. Because he probably is, as people describe, a musical genius of sorts. I don't know. I don't listen to his stuff. But I've heard people say it, that he's a genius. I believe it. I love the song Gold Digger. So, Kanye, you know, he got our attention, right? We were like, oh my gosh, we got one of the premier rappers. And of course, he took a lot of heat. People wanted to kill Kanye and, you know, all kinds of stuff. And I think he'd gone into a mental facility to get checked out and stuff like this. I mean, it's a checkered deal. But boy, we were excited because we got Kanye, you know? And I always tell people, when one of these celebrities flip, you got to be very careful, because it isn't like us where we've been insanity for a long time. They have not had the ability to sharpen their sword, steel against steel. They're still flirting with it, and they're new to the concept, but they can still be wrangled in. And you know, is it money that's going to do it? Is it fame? Is it the, I got to have adulation no matter what? You just don't know. And so, Kanye's a perfect example. He got one moment of clarity, maybe two, supported Trump, supported Jesus, but he's a total freak. He's out there, as we say. And so then he declares, I want to be president. Well, we have one that you happen to like. And then he picked the vice presidential candidate. I don't know if you guys saw this. Her name is Tidball. She states, a key to handling mental illness is doing chores. I don't disagree with her, by the way. I think when people are busy and they're occupied and they see themselves getting something done, if it's sweep the floor and you sweep the floor and it's clean afterwards, you go, ah, mission accomplished. But she's a weird chick. She said this, if you would get up every day, make your bed, and do dishes, you'd be better. She learned this from 10 years of working with the mentally ill, which may be how she met Kanye. I don't know. But we got to quit putting so much stock in these guys and put more stock in ourselves.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.